Welcome to the AI Hustle Podcast, the podcast where we break down the latest in AI news, tools, and interview experts helping you hustle and do more using AI. If you've been following the podcast for a while, you'll know that over the last 6 months, I've been working on a stealth AI startup. Of the hundreds of projects I've covered, this is the one that I believe has the greatest potential. So today I'm excited to announce AI Box. AI Box is a no-code AI app building platform paired with the App Store for AI that lets you monetize your AI tools. The platform lets you build apps by linking together AI models like ChatGPT, Midjourney, and 11 Labs. Eventually, we'll integrate with software like Gmail, Trello, and Salesforce, so you can use AI to automate every function in your organization. To get notified when we launch and be one of the first to build on the platform, you can join the waitlist at aibox.ai. The link is in the show notes. We are currently raising a seed round of funding. If you're an investor that is focused on disruptive tech, I'd love to tell you more about the platform. You can reach out to me at jaden@aibox.ai. I'll leave that email in the show notes. Stability AI has released some massive new updates today. They're absolutely amazing. So if you don't know, Stability AI is the open source AI company that is behind a lot of the text-to-image generating models out there. But today, they're making a bit of a departure from that, and they have released two new large language models. They have Free Willy 1 and Free Willy 2. So essentially, these were built in the labs of Stability AI and their innovation subsidiary, which is called Carper AI. And these models take a massive leap in the open source LLM arena. So although they are an experiment in research, I think that their implications could have some really big impacts on the AI community. So in, I think, you know, perhaps this is a bit of a nod to Meta's Llama and Llama 2 open source models, but Free Willy and Free Willy 2 essentially take their foundations from those same heavyweights, but they move in a kind of a bit of a new pool of data. So think of Free Willy 1 as a carefully honed evolution of the original Llama, which is about 65 billion foundation model, and fine-tuned using a freshly minted synthetically generated data set under the stewardship of supervised fine-tune in the classic alpaca format. So in the same vein, Free Willy 2 kind of takes is pretty much building off of Llama 2, which is the 70 billion foundational model, which is powering up to a level of performance that essentially I think can give you around ChatGPT 3.5. So obviously Free Willy 2 is quite a bit better, but, and you know, people are asking, like, you know, why would they bother building something more like Llama's 65 billion foundation model? Why are they building the two different versions? I think it's because not all tasks require as complex software. And so sometimes these AI models are building not like dumbed down, but like more simple versions of this software, so that it uses essentially less computational power. And so if you need it for something more simple, you're going to use Free Willy 1. If you're looking for something a little bit more complex, it's, you know, the equivalent of probably ChatGPT 3.5, you're going to want to go with something like Free Willy 2. Now, that being said, I think what's really important and the big news story here is the fact that Stability AI is putting these things out there as an open access model. This is absolutely awesome. I love to see this from companies. Meta's been doing a great job kind of leading the way. I think on the topic of the data that really went into these models, the Free Willy 1 and 2 were both inspired by a methodology introduced by Microsoft in their influential paper, which was Orca Progressive Learning from Complex Explanation Traces of GPT-4. So much like their other counterpart parts, the Free Willy models adopted a really similar data generation process, but they chose to essentially go in a different direction as far as where they were getting their data sourced from. So they were trained on a data set containing around 600,000 data points. These were handpicked from high quality instructions originating from four rich data sets, which were curated by Enrico Chapol. So despite the data sets being a tenth of what was actually used in the original Orca paper, the Free Willy models actually showcased really impressive performance across a bunch of different benchmarks. And I think they do something really important for AI, which is essentially they're proving that less data can be just as powerful when it comes to synthetically generated data sets. And so I think this is really big, because up until now, things like ChatGPT, they almost like brag or they almost are like showing off by like, oh, we have X amount of trillion parameters or 100 billion parameters in our data set. And it's like, they're like saying that as if it's like, you know, how many gigs are on a hard drive. Like it's like a number that really matters, when at the end of the day, it's not how big the data set is. It's how well they were able to actually use that, how efficient it was, how they did their fine tuning. There's so many other components that can make it so much better. And so I think it's really impressive when we're seeing these AI models that have much smaller data sets able to come up with some really impressive results. I think that's really what we're seeing here from Stability. I think when it came to testing, Eleuther's AIs in eval harness was used as the diving board, with essentially AGI eval added to the mix. So what was discovered was that Free Willy's models really do great when it comes to reasoning, linguistic nuances, and also solving some really complex queries. So particularly in specialized fields like law and math, this AI model actually excelled and did really, really well. They actually did they did pretty great, and they were, you know, not only evaluated by the keen researchers over at Stability AI, but they were also independently reproduced and published. These same, I guess, like evaluations were done by Hugging Faces on July 21st. So I think it's cool that they obviously did this internal in-house, but then they also had an external firm do the same, put it to the test for the same benchmarks, and they saw that it was replicable, right? This thing actually is as good as they said. So I think with their non-commercial license, the Free Willy models can't be used for business purposes. Instead, essentially, they're kind of trying to push forward advanced research and also kind of promote openness in the AI space. The model's weights are also shared openly. So Free Willy's 2 as is and also Free Willy 1s are both released as deltas over the original model. So all of this, I think, paints a really clear picture of kind of the grand vision of Stability AI, where we see them moving into the future. I think they're really pushing the boundaries of open access to LLMs. They're really enhancing natural language understanding and empowering complex tasks. The team behind these models really are kind of thriving in this uncharted territory of essentially like trying to help the AI community explore and innovate and essentially push the whole community forward. So as I think they put it, the endless possibilities these models bring are only really breaking the surface. And I'm really excited to see where this continues to go. I think that the moves and the trailblazing essentially that Stability AI is doing is really awesome. They have a solid team of researchers, engineers, collaborators. I'm really excited to see where they take this in the future. And I'm really excited to kind of follow this trend that they seem to be spearheading of this open AI that is essentially made by the people, for the people, and shared with everyone. So it's going to be a very interesting company to continue following into the future. Great job over at Stability AI.
If you are looking for an innovative and creative community of people using ChatGPT, you need to join our ChatGPT creators community. I'll drop a link in the description to this podcast. We'd love to see you there, where we share tips and tricks of what is working in ChatGPT. It's a lot easier than a podcast, as you can see screenshots, you can share and comment on things that are currently working. So if this sounds interesting to you, check out the link in the comment. We'd love to have you in the community.
Thanks for tuning in to the AI Hustle podcast. If you could do us a massive favor, we would really, really appreciate it if you could leave us a review wherever you get your podcast. This helps people find the podcast. It helps people know this is a good place to go. And we would really, really appreciate it, as it helps us continue to bring on incredible guests and share incredible content for you to listen to.